Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take five before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Recently, our company softball team lost the big game by one run. Then Dale tried to console us with the quote, "Winning isn't everything." Dale's a loser. I play to win, like early payout from Bet365. If my team goes up big, I get paid out instantly, even if they blow the lead later.
Sound familiar, Dale?
Bet365. Winning is everything. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. I suppose they had to have a special day for the Yankees to finally win a game. Paul O'Neill was honored. They retired his number 21 in the Boogie Down Bronx, making him the 23rd player or manager in their history to be honored in that way. The ceremony was the same as all, except that fans are so lit right now with how badly the Yankees are playing that they just booed the hell out of Hal Steinbrenner and Brian Cashman during the ceremony. It was the first jersey retirement since 2017 when Jeter's number 2 was honored. O'Neill hit .303 with 185 homers and 858 RBIs for the Yankees from 93 to 2001. He was a four-time All-Star with the Yankees and won the 94 American League batting title during the strike-shortened season. He wore 21 for his entire big league career. He started with the Reds in 85. There were a lot of guys there. Tino Martinez, Bernie Williams, Jorge Posada, Andy Pettit, and Mo Mariano Rivera. They showed all kinds of highlights of his career, including his final home game in Game 5 of the 2001 World Series and his great running grab in Game 5 of the 96 World Series. Remember, O'Neill hasn't had any interaction with New York's team because of his vaccination status. He's unvaccinated. And you're not allowed near the players in the dugout or the clubhouse. He's called games on YES from his home in Ohio since the 2020 season. So let's talk about what's really been going on with the Yankees. After another loss against the Blue Jays on Saturday, the Yankees manager Boone slammed a table in frustration and went on a rant. He said, "We got to play better, period," after the loss, slamming his hand on the table. Quote, "The great thing is it's right in front of us. We can fix it. It's right here." On Saturday, in a game that the Yankees led for just two innings, it was their 15th loss in 19 games. So they're 15 out of 20. They won on Sunday, of course, 4-2 over the Jays. They fall 8 back. They were 7 back after Saturday's win over the Bombers. The Yankee bats, which once averaged a major league best 5.3 runs a game, that was less than 2 weeks ago, haven't done anything. They've only scored 21 runs in their last 11 games going into yesterday, so they got 25 runs in 12 games. Boone talked about it again on Sunday about his slamming the table and everything. He said, quote, "I don't necessarily like coming up here and getting upset or getting frustrated, but I also try to be authentic with our team, with our players. I'm human. As much as I try to be as steady as I can be, you go through things during the course of the year that allow some things out." I mean, think about it. They've lost 13 of their last 17 and 20 of their last 30. Boone said, "We try to always have a consistency with the way we do things and the way we prepare and the way we respond no matter what we're going through, but there are human moments like me getting upset." So how did they do it on Sunday? Well, Nasty Nestor with his fat 2.68 ERA, fourth lowest through 23 games started since 85 for the Yankees. DJ LeMahieu got it going with a single to left in the first, and then Rizzo scored on a throwing error by Gurriel Jr., and it was one zip. In the third, Merrifield homer to right center. The ball bounced off the top of the fence twice as Hicks tried to grab it. It hit once. He went up. Then it hit again and bounced over the wall for a home run. In the third, LeMahieu singled to left. Benintendi scored, and it was 2-1 Yankees. In the seventh, Bradley walked with the bases loaded. It tied it up. And then in the seventh, Benintendi homered to right, a 387-foot blast with Trevino on. They win it by 2-4. And look at the pitching. Cortez, 6 innings, 3 hits, 1 earned run, 1 walk, 5 strikeouts, threw 71 strikes. Loaiza threw a third of an inning, gave up an earned run. Wandy Peralta, a third of an inning, walked one, but didn't give up anything. And then Trevino came in and went 2 1/3 and had 1 walk, 1 K, and allowed nothing. And a brilliant job by him. He ended up getting the win. And remember, they got him in the deal with Montas from the A's. Simber was the loser for the Jays, but Manoah went 6 innings, allowed 4 hits, 2 runs, 1 earned, walked 2, struck out 8. His ERA, very nice, 2.66. Richards also pitched an inning for Toronto. Saturday, the Jays beat the Yankees 5-2, and Gerrit Cole was banging on the roof of the dugout. He was frustrated, getting booed. He had a rough inning, and that was when they lost their 15th in 19, and when Boone pounded the table after the game. At that point on Saturday, the East-leading Yanks fell to 9-20 since entering the All-Star break with a 64-28 record. On July 8th, they had a 15.5-game lead over the Jays, and it was down to 7 games Saturday. The Yankees have lost 6 straight series for the first time since 95. They lost 3 of 4 in the series. Cole's 9-6. Now, he hadn't allowed a hit before the Jays got 4 on him in the 5th inning. He walked Danny Jansen, the catcher, and then misplayed a grounder. Kirk capped the burst with a 2-run double that Benintendi couldn't catch up to. Fans were booing Cole. The TV cameras caught him screaming, yelling, punching the top of the dugout roof with both of his fists. He blamed himself, quote, "I feel bad about it if we weren't in the rut that we were, but I'd still feel bad about it." Aaron Judge said, "I think anytime you don't win, boos are warranted." Bradley hit a 2-run go-ahead double down the left field line. The ball bounced off the wall, past Benintendi. He tried to get it off to Karam. It didn't work. So Jaggy Bradley delivered after Espinal got Toronto's first hit, a double 2 pitches after missing on a close 2-strike pitch. Tapia reached on an infield hit by beating IKF's throw, and then Vladdy reached when Cole slipped in front of the mound fielding the ball. His blunder allowed Guerrero to beat the throw, and the original call was overturned when Toronto challenged. Cole said, "I'm thinking, trying to think double play there. I'm not 100% sure, but I got to try to at least give it a look." Kirk then gave the Jays a 4-1 lead when he lined a double to left center. Benintendi was in, raced backwards, tried to dive, and the ball got past him before Floreal, the center fielder who never plays, fielded it and threw out Guerrero to prevent a 3rd run from scoring in the inning. Chapman added a solo homer in the 9th as the Jays had won 4 straight at that point. They end up being 13-7 in the Bronx since the start of last season. Floreal had an RBI single and Torres homered in the 8th, but the Yankees went 1-for-8 with runners in scoring position on Saturday. Springer hasn't been playing for the Jays. He fouled a ball off his knee in that game Thursday when he went 5 for 5. He's a badass. Giancarlo Stanton did play in AA Somerset on Saturday. Struck out a couple of times. He was 0 for 3. Holmes is on the IL. He played catch for the first time since going on the IL midweek. Severino threw 25 pitches in a bullpen session after throwing 30 of them on Thursday. He's trying to come back. And what about on Friday night when you go back? I mean, it's unbelievable. Gurriel grounded out to short, and Merrifield scored in the third. It was 1-0, Jays. And then Teoscar Hernandez homered to dead center, 420-foot. It was a bomb. Kirk was on. It was 3-0. And then in the ninth, Jansen, the catcher, hit a sac fly to right. Chapman scored, and it was 4-0, and that was all she wrote. In that game, Jameson Schatz of Tyone went 5 innings, gave up 6 hits, 3 runs, 3 earned, 5 Ks, gave up a homer. Trevino pitched an inning, was solid, struck out 1. Wandy pitched an inning, struck out 1. Loaiziga pitched an inning, gave up a hit. Chapman, 1/3 of an inning, got 2 walks, gave up an earned run. They booed him. And then Marinaccio went 2/3 of an inning and didn't give up anything. Gausman was brilliant for the Jays. He was the winner, 9-9 now, 7 tough innings, 4 hits, no runs, 1 walk, 7 Ks, his ERA 2.99. Garcia pitched an inning. Romano closed the door with an inning of work for the Jays in that one. Thursday was embarrassing. If you go back to then, Springer went 5 for 5. Vladdy hit a 3-run homer. Ring the bell on the lion's share on C2C for that puppy. And they lit up. It was a 5-run inning off of Frankie Montas. He looked terrible. Barrios bounced back from 2 bad outings to pitch 6 2/3. He was tough. He allowed 2 runs on 6 hits, struck out 9, and walked 1. Springer had a double and 4 singles, including an RBI hit ahead of Guerrero's homer. It was the 4th 5-hit game of his career and his first since May of 2019 when he was with Houston. I'll tell you what, they needed that win on Sunday. Their lead is 8 in the East. They've been atrocious lately. Monday, it's not going to get any easier for them as tonight they take on the Mets in the Bronx and they have to face Max Scherzer, of all people, against Domingo Germán. I think they're going to have their hands full.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Recently, our company softball team lost the big game by 1 run. Then Dale tried to console us with the quote, "Winning isn't everything." Dale's a loser. I play to win. Like early payout from Bet365. If my team goes up big, I get paid out instantly, even if they blow the lead later.
Sound familiar, Dale?
Bet365. Winning is everything. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only. Our yoga instructor challenged us to find inner peace. I found it faster than anyone. After 4 seconds, I stood up and screamed,
"I found Nirvana! I win!"
They asked me to leave. I guess they don't respect winning. Bet365 does, though. New customers get $365 in bonus bets just for betting $10. Namaste, losers. Bet365. Winning is everything. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.